You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, I know I am late with this particular topic. However, in being late, I was able to actually see something that a lot of people who covered this topic actually missed. Now, of course, I'm talking about the over 100,000 Black women that were laid off, especially from the government. Now, I want to talk about that. And also, I'm going to put in the description box a video that I made about 2 years ago where I actually called it. And that video is titled, "Their Services Are No Longer Required." You have to go back and watch that video just to say, you know what? He did call it. Now, this article, among many, was published on the 8th of May, and I'm not going to spend too much time on it. April job report. Black women lost 106,000 extra jobs, most among all workers. Notice they said extra jobs. Know what that means, right? DEI hires, you know, all of these affirmative action hires. Yeah, everything that essentially the government put in place to purposefully prop up Black women over Black men. Yeah, that house of cards has definitely fallen. Now, here's what I'm going to link to where a lot of people, like I said, they missed it. When was the statue of the Black woman put up in Times Square? That's right, April 29th. You see what happened? It's what everybody knows to do when talking about Black women. They set up something that makes them feel good first, then they come back with the truth. You see it with panderers all the time. Black male panderers. Oh, you know, I love Black women. I only want Black women. And then proceed to say what they really want to say. Yeah, we all know that when it comes to Black women, they're so emotionally inept that you have to tell them that something's good about them before you tell them the truth. Anyway, just thought that I'd put that out there because a lot of people, they missed it. They truly did. New eye-popping data shows what is not often cited in the nation's labor force. Fresh numbers reveal that unemployment for Black workers this year is steadily rising, especially for Black women. A disturbing trend was identified in the latest information from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Among other findings, the report disclosed that the jobless rate for Black women rose to 6.1% in April, a full percentage point surge from 5.1% in March. In contrast, the unemployment rate for white women in April was 3.3%, unchanged from March, and 4.6% for Hispanic women, the same as in March. Women in other groups generally do not face racial and gender discrimination like Black women. a factor in the jobless rate discrepancy. You know what other groups of women also don't face? Yeah, they don't face the fact that they have a system that is purposefully propping them up to be above their men. Yeah, white women, as radical as they want to be, they know in the end which side their bread is buttered on. They know in the end they still need white men for their life. Hispanic women, the same thing. They didn't particularly fall for the feminist lie like black women did. Hook, line, and sinker. Yeah. Black women? Oh, no, 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 no. They are up shit's creek. Period. Point blank. You don't tell your own group of men for 50 plus years how useless they are, how much you don't like them, how much you utterly hate them, and then think that maybe if things go bad, that they're going to come back with open arms? No. Nope, nope, nope. For perspective, the jump in black women was among the highest of any group, and much greater than the unchanged overall 4.2% nationwide unemployment rate last month. Black women saw their unemployment climb by 106,000 in April. According to the digital platform HBCU Money, the number of black women employed is at a 5-month low, and the number of unemployed is at a 5-month high. Man, talk about being the masters of duality. Employment at a 5-month low, unemployment at a 5-month high. Least married, yet most divorced. Wow. Talk about a situation. Concurrently, the overall black unemployment rate rose to 6.3% in April from 6.2% in March, reflecting the third straight monthly rise and the highest surge since January. For black men, unemployment in April was at 5.6%, down from 6.1% in March. The BLS reported that the overall economy added 177,000 jobs in April. William Michael Cunningham, an economist and owner of Creative Investment Research, told Black Enterprise that the number of unemployed blacks increased by 29,000, reaching nearly 1.4 million, while the total labor force fell by 7,000. That's all I'm going to read from that particular topic. However, Kevin Samuels, RIP, constantly told black women, you need to come back to the table and basically throw yourself at the mercy of black men, because no other group of men want you like that. However, nope, they literally danced on his grave. I know he is in his next life just smiling. He is grinning. He is laughing maniacally like a combination of the Cheshire Cat and the Joker. Because personally, I'm doing the same damn thing. Oh, the suffering of women across the board. However, black women are catching it the absolute worst. Why? I'm gonna reiterate. For far too damn long, even to this day, they're going to remain defiant, even in the face of utter annihilation, of utter destruction. The American black community, it is done. There is no fixing it. And more black men who have their shit together have a abandoned it. Yeah. Oh, well. Man, Corey Holcomb, he really went off when he talked about how the government actually, you know, we all know it was by design, but how the government succeeded in its plan to literally destroy the American Black community. And Black women were all too complicit in it. So, yeah, between getting Black men locked up, between early terminating of Black children, yeah, yeah. You can honestly say that whatever plan that the government had to destroy the American Black community, it has come to fruition. So now, like I said in my previous video that I'm going to put in the description box, their services are no longer required. So yeah, they're getting the pink slip. Humbled, 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 thoroughly humbled. Hey, they'd made their choice when they decided to marry the government. However, Big Daddy government decided now it's time for a divorce. It is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article if you desire. At least watch the video. Let me know, did I call it then or did I call it then? And for all you Black women who still want to identify as feminists, who are absolute man haters, who just absolutely hate Black men, you better understand, and you better understand really damn quick. All the power you thought you had by the system, which was all fake, false power, by the way, that has gone out for you. Feminism, which was never your fight to begin with, has abandoned you as well. So now what are you going to do? It's not like you can go back to Black men hat in hand and be like, you know, we made a mistake. No, 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 no. A lot of Black men are just going to turn you away, because for a lot of you, Black men were your last resort. All the swirlers and divesters, yeah, they're not going to come help you. Mm-mm. Other groups of men, no, they got their own women to deal with. And yeah, ghetto fatigue is being broadcast all over the world. So yeah, all you ratchet Black women, society is getting tired of you. And now everybody is in a position to where they're going to speak out. And do not expect Black men to jump to your defense. Oh, no, 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 no. Now, there's always going to be some old simps that might, but the vast majority of us Black men are saying, hell no, you made this bed, you lie in it. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.